The following is a special report from WAKY's series, Seasons of the Cyclone.
There are two things that I find that people remember. One is where they were when they heard the news that President Kennedy had been assassinated. The second is, where were they on April 3rd, 1974 when the tornadoes hit?
Well, where were you? I happened to be here at WAKY on the air. A few hours later, when I was assigned to relieve News Director Reed Yaden in the helicopter, it was already dark. Vision was limited to that which was illuminated by the helicopter spotlight. One look over Northfield and Crescent Hill, for example, gave you cold chills. There had to have been at least hundreds of dead bodies beneath all the rubble. But no, one woman died in her house. One man had a heart attack on I-64 at Cannon's Lane as a twister hit Cherokee Park. We in the news media like to think we had something to do with the low death toll. Look at Pusey Ridge in Madison County. Sparsely populated, 6 people killed. In Brandenburg, over 30 killed. But what if this hell hits again this year? Not everybody will be listening to a radio or be watching TV, maybe. What if we lose power and our generators won't start here at the radio stations? Let's get organized now. J. Paul Warnicke, coordinator of the Kentucky Early Warning System, suggests NOAA weather monitors. One type is for large institutions.
It is almost a foolproof type receiver that cannot be detuned, cannot be tampered with. It will give a loud, shrill alarm, and even if you're not in the room when the alarm is received, it will continue to emit a flashing light when you return to the room.
As for home or car?
Not that type receiver, because it's rather expensive. But a smaller receiver that is in the neighborhood of $30.
It, too, can have an alarm system.
It will also have the built-in battery backup, so if the power goes dead in your home, your NOAA weather radio will continue to work.
NOAA transmitters and receivers are designed to operate even when there's a power failure. If you live anywhere in Kentucky, Anna, you can always pick one of them up on the air. This series will continue one report after next. I'm Woody Stiles. The following is a special report from WAKY series, Seasons of the Cyclone. Weather Service statistics show that during the past 10 years, Kentuckiana has had at least one tornado within each month on the calendar. Say December of a certain year, October of another year. But this is a time when tornadoes are most likely. We learned some lessons from the one that hit on April 3rd of 1974. Of those who were warned, most got their information through the commercial broadcast media. So let's take you through the National Weather Service with lead forecaster David Reeves so as to show you how we get some of our information. One method is through direct lines to the National Weather Service. One line goes to a teletype machine.
A lot of the information that you get on your weather teletype at WAKY is stored in a computer in Kansas City. So we can punch a few buttons here and get that out at any time of the day.
For more immediate messages, such as warnings and watches, there's a direct audio line. The Weather Service, police, fire department, civil preparedness, and public officials can go on our radio station simply by pressing a button and speaking. The system is called EPIC, Emergency Public Information Circuit.
You were asking about new equipment. The NOAA radio and the EPIC were the two things that you've already seen that have come to this station since April 3rd, 74. This is a little orange gadget here. It's made by the Harris Company. It's a laser facsimile machine. There's a laser beam in there. What we receive every 30 minutes is this picture, glossy print of satellite picture.
Forecasters can actually produce blow-ups of weather conditions anywhere in the United States. As this series continues, we'll not only tell you about the new weather warning systems we have, we'll also have a brush-up on some of the old methods. I'm Woody Stiles. The following is another special report from WAKY series, Seasons of the Cyclone. A tornado watch means conditions are such that a tornado could develop. A tornado warning means that a tornado has actually been sighted. Most sightings come from the general public. Almost invariably, these reports go to the local police. The National Weather Service at Stanford Field monitors police frequencies in 4 states. If you see a funnel cloud and report it to the police, the Weather Service will hear about it immediately. They, in turn, will notify us in the event we haven't already heard. They'll activate the emergency public information circuit, which we'll talk more about later. Plus, they'll trip the alarm on your home NOAA weather monitor. In doing research for this series, WAKY was at the Weather Service when an actual sighting came across the Indiana State Police circuit.
There's a tornado aloft. Portion of Randolph County.
Now bear in mind, this is not a current tornado sighting. This was tape recorded several days ago.
Associated, close connection with that cold front going through.
What you're listening to here is the Weather Service in Indianapolis.
We're getting reports of some pretty ragged ceilings and ragged clouds. associated with this front moving through. We're also getting some public reports of some hail. You haven't got any damage reports or anything from this?
None reported yet.
Okie doke. Indianapolis weather clear.
Now, bear in mind, that was recorded several days ago. Consider the April 3rd tornado of 74, the 1,500 homes which were wrecked in Louisville alone. Our death toll came nowhere near that of Brandenburg, which hardly compares with the size of Louisville. Perhaps people here were better warned, but we were still plain lucky. This being tornado season, and with us now being in the tornado belt, let's be better prepared. Public officials and broadcasters have taken care of part of that. More of it's up to you. We'll explain as this series continues. I'm Woody Stiles.
The following is a special report from WAKY series, Seasons of the Cyclone. One of the older methods of warning the general public of danger has been the use of sirens.
Whenever you hear a siren, we recommend that you turn your radio on.
He's Colonel Tom Nortoff, local civil preparedness director. Their communications section is under the direct control of Jim Gardner. Now, Gardner says a steady tone from air raid sirens means you should take cover. A rising and falling tone means national emergency.
The warning sirens will be triggered by the fire alarm office staff, which is on duty 24 hours a day. They will alert the sirens. They will activate the sirens when they receive official notification from the National Weather Service.
But there are many problems with siren warnings. They're always going off accidentally. Once a month, you'll hear them being tested. And in short, you get so used to them, some people don't pay much attention to the real thing. WAKY has discovered that to make matters worse, the sirens sound just like those used by many volunteer fire departments. Colonel Nortoff?
Well, we have thought a lot about it, and we have been working on it for the past 2 to 3 years. And one of the things that we hope to do is eventually to use sirens, even those voluntary fire district sirens, for emergencies or disasters only and not fire use.
But that change has not been made, and we have no guarantee it ever will be. Another problem with this method, as things stand now, they have to be activated by phone lines. What if the lines are blown down? If in doubt about a warning, listen to your radio, though. Try to keep a transistor handy. The quickest warning next to visual contact is the EPIC system used by broadcasters or the NOAA weather radio. Be prepared to know what to do if another twister's headed your way. This is the time of year it's most likely to hit us again. I'm Woody Stiles. The following is another special report from WAKY series, Seasons of the Cyclone. The winter of 77 has been the toughest winter since 1950, and in 1974, the April 3rd tornado underlined the theory that the tornado belt has moved over the Kentuckiana area. Put these weather extremes together, and you start looking for some kind of cycle or a forecast of severe weather this spring. WAKY went to the National Weather Service at Stanford Field to ask lead forecaster David Reeves if we really do have a forecast of how many tornadoes we might have this year.
We don't have a lot of time here to do detailed studies of climatology. I just kind of take the attitude that if it's possible to pick out some type of weather regime that's on any type of cycle, yearly cycle, monthly cycle, whatever, if there is such a thing, I just kind of assume that they would have found it by now.
But some cycles do tell you something.
You can see here that April is the highest incident of tornadoes occur is definitely April.
Tornadoes can strike any month of the year, but April is the biggest one of them all.
This is the number of tornadoes in the state of Kentucky by a month for 1974. There were none in January, none in February. There were three in March. Of course, 29 in April, and most of them occurred on the afternoon of the 3rd and that night.
Thank you, sir. David Reeves of the National Weather Service. I'm Woody Stiles.